SBS Radio.
Kausap ko sa kabilang linya si Riza Nguyen. Pag-uusapan namin ang particular na issue ng autism spectrum disorder. Magandang araw sa iyo, Riza.
Magandang araw po.
Riza, paano mo nalaman na ang iyong anak ay may autism?
Nalaman ko po sa general maternal healthness check when he was 2 years old. Kasi po hindi nag-reach yung mga milestone niya. Like hindi siya nagsasabi ng isang o dalawang mga words or hindi siya nagsosocial sa mga ibang bata. May social interaction at saka meron po siyang repetitive behavior.
So, kailan nangyari ito? Kailan siya na-diagnose?
Sa 2 years old po sa maternal health nurse checks, nag-recommendation po sila to get him assessed. We were given 3 options, either to go through public or go private and also do early intervention. What we did was we chose early intervention and we put him on the public wait list. By the time he was 3 years old, we struggled a lot because he had a lot of meltdown. So we kind of decided to go down the private assessment. So we ended up going through privately. And then he got assessed about 3.5 years old because when you go through private, there's still always a wait list for everything. Wait list for to see a psychologist, a wait list to see a pediatrician. So it's never-ending wait list.
At unfortunately, nasundan pa ito dahil na-diagnose din yung bunso mo.
Okay, yes.
So how did you react to that?
The second time round or the first time?
We can start with the first. How did you react to the first diagnosis?
The first diagnosis was very difficult. Very mixed emotion because we didn't know much about autism. And at the time, we were in denial. And it was a lot to take in because we were new to it and we thought everything at the time, everything that we hoped for our son in the future was going to be different now. So, but the second time around, as years went along, we learned more and more about it, and it's actually in fact the more you accept it, basically. And focusing on exactly what the boy's needs is more important.
It is surely a learning process for both of you. So how do you cope with the day-to-day activities with your children?
Basically, we just have to take it a day at a time. We take on board through the early intervention. We have the... Now that he's got diagnosed, we get the supports from his speech and his OT. So we get through that, helping us how to communicate with him better. So the more we communicate with him and he's able to learn how to communicate with us, and we get by. But some days can be very challenging if he still has, anxieties or if he can't get through what he wants or being able to communicate with us, he has a meltdown. And so we just work through that, and obviously we get that support from his OT and to their help us in how we can cope and deal with it.
And sabi nga na ito ay hindi isang sakit, pero sinasabing walang cure dito. Ano yung nararapat gawin kaya tungkol sa isyong ito?
Yeah, it's autism spectrum disorder. At the moment, there is no cure, but all we could do at the moment is just help them get through life as best as possible. And that early intervention is very important, so, and that will help them get through it.
Nabanggit mo na you chose to go private, to do the private intervention.
Yes.
So it must be very expensive for you. Do you get any support, financial support?
Privately is costly, but at the end of the day, as soon as you do get the diagnosis, you do get support from the government. At the moment, they've just rolled out the NDIS, so That's a national disability insurance scheme. So case by case, and each individual child, because autism spectrum disorder is considered as a disability. We do get support in terms of the funding for the therapies, because it's quite costly as it adds up.
So to enlighten our listeners, is it based on income or?
Hindi po.
Is it asset tested? I mean,
hindi po.
Hindi.
It's important that kung in for families that has struggles with the children, that they're not aware that they're on the spectrum. Like if they have struggles in terms of social skills, or and especially the language delay. Language delay in their speech is one of the main indicator of having this autism spectrum disorder. Repetitive behavior in terms of restricted interests. If they, for example, only have particular interests in trains, or and that's all they think about, or play, or don't play, or don't even have any interest at all in toys.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the main indicators as well. So to get that support, it's very important to have the child diagnosed. I know a lot of people may think that if they get diagnosed, they're going to be labelled. But it's important to have that support system in place as soon as you get diagnosed, and you'll be able to get assistance in terms of the funding, support that you can get.
So do you feel that you are getting enough support and professional help to deal with the issue?
Yes, I guess in a way now that, because I connect with a different type of support system. We have the online, because I do a lot of research, and you find groups. There are a lot of supports in terms of there's actually a support, in the Melbourne West community that you can find online as well on Facebook. And you get to connect with real people and similar families in the same situation. There are actually, in fact, sometimes more, they find more support in terms of some of the professionals that have, because they have that experience.
Now, how do you feel knowing it's a lifelong condition for your kids?
At first, it was tough. Knowing that he's not going to be able to, to do normal things as other kids, or may not be able to, that's what I used to think. But now, since learning more about it, there's actually a lot of hope and people who I've seen, graduating students on the autism spectrum have been successful living normal daily life and having a career. So autism spectrum disorder is very broad, and that's why they call it spectrum, because there's a different people in the spectrum have different abilities, and sometimes with a lot of the support through early intervention and a lot of therapies, that they get help to get through that, and that's to get through in life, to be able to try and live the normal daily life.
And it's a known fact that some autistic kids are intelligent kids and bright kids. Have you noticed that in your children?
Yes, and that's one of the main thing that the first thing that I used to think, that autism and you think of Rain Man, they're all smart, but it's not necessarily true. Like I said, it's a spectrum, so some may have high intellectual IQ, and for my boys, they're hyperlexia, meaning they have fascination with numbers and letters, and they can have the ability to read beyond their age group. Yes, should say that. Yes, my boys can started reading and writing and spelling before they even started talking. So at the age of two, they already knew how to write letters and words and spell and new shapes, numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could say that it's very important to assume confidence with people on the spectrum. Some of them may not be, some of them may be nonverbal, but yet I know a couple of the Facebook bloggers that are nonverbals, but yet they have the technology that was given to them and they're able to communicate and type words and say sentences through the auto technology that they have, the AC device.
And some do really have amazing talents.
Yes, they do. Mm.
Now, what do you do to raise awareness, to help raise awareness about the issue of autism spectrum disorder?
Just being open about it and just talking to people. And I participate in a Walk for Autism fundraising. Just, you know, when I do take the kids out and to the park or I meet people and then, you know, they start, and we start talking, I'm quite open myself about it and I talk to people and I tell them, you know, because sometimes they'll comment like, oh, he's very hyper, or, and I say, yeah, he's quite hyper.
Yeah.
And I try to explain to them that, you know, he's on the spectrum and tell them about it. Just talking to people around the community, your families, being open about it and not having to be ashamed about it.
And how do you encourage your family to support you in this endeavor?
That's very important, to have family supporting you. Yeah.
So lastly, Risa, what is the key to moving forward?
Just acceptance is the most important thing, is to moving forward. Accepting for who they are and having inclusions is very important. Inclusion in the community, in school, is very important to have that support as well, because I know there are many children who struggle in mainstream schools, which is difficult for them to be, there's a certain IQ test that you have to go to special school, so they have no choice but to go to mainstream. So it's important to have a community understand what autism spectrum is and that it's okay, that then not any less than anyone, but they're just different. So it's different, not less.
Thank you so much for your time, Risa, and I hope that there'll be more research done towards this autism spectrum disorder.
Yes, thank you. Salamat po.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au